Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's show is about the holidays, traveling during the holidays, and the expectations during the holidays, and kind of a little bit of holiday advice. First and foremost, during the holidays, don't break the bank. We are too poor, too tired, too overworked, and too frustrated to break the bank on a holiday. So don't do it. One of the tougher aspects of the holidays is that desire to give, that desire to get your child or get, a family member or something they've always wanted, something that, would make their holidays great. But I'm going to tell you from experience, sometimes your mere presence is the present people need. Just being there, sharing a few laughs, sharing some food, sharing a few drinks maybe. Have a good time. Be with family. And if you are going to do gifts, you can do multiple gifts. I mean, if your budget's $50 for people, everyone, then, go to the dollar store. There are some very cool things at the dollar store. They have a store called Five and Below here in Texas. Go there. I mean, don't break the bank. Don't get these expensive ass toys or TV or items that are gonna break you financially, and then you're gonna have to spend the rest of the year recovering. I did that for a long time. Personal testimony. I used to take a loan out every Christmas, and while I was in the military, and it was something that I spent the rest of the year paying off. And for the life of me, I can't think of, why that was something I thought was okay to do. I mean, I could have used the money I took out over the years to start a business, to do multiple things, but I chose it to. I mean, and I did bring joy, and it was a good time, don't get me wrong, but it could have been more conducive, and I wasn't responsible enough to think about that at the time. But especially those with families, mom, dad's out there. I mean, I know my little girl is happy as a clam getting, very cheap toys. So don't break the bank. And if someone is going to go spend out on the lamb, have it be grandma and grandpa, especially if they're empty nesters and they have no one at home and they have financial responsibility unto themselves and only themselves. Let them go the extra mile. That's okay. Grandparents do things like that. Another aspect of the show, something that I've been thinking about during the holidays is, be safe, be smart during the holidays. Law enforcement loves the holidays. It's DUI time, so they set up copious amounts of DUI checkpoints. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into the whole mentality of, hey, you have to drink and drive. In a lot of places, Uber mitigates that whole problem. For those of you that don't have Uber and you're living out there in the sticks and you happen to be listening to the show, we all have that one buddy that is more than willing to be sober and get your butt home. Just don't puke in their vehicle and don't be an ass. But the holidays are supposed to be time of cheer, time of gathering, time of love. And it pains me to see that there are members in our society that won't have a Christmas. That won't have a good Christmas anyway. Either they were killed by law enforcement or unduly incarcerated by them. Or they're, having their bank broken by the IRS at this point. I mean, it's just incredible. Incredible that we allow egregious things to happen in our society and to us. One thing I'll definitely talk about today is sometimes people need to be left alone. I mean, that story comes to mind of the young gentleman who thought he would convert the Sentinelese on Sentinel Island to Christianity, and he was met with poison arrows and spears and dragged on the beach. And the lesson I take away from those people is sometimes people really need to go unfucked with, right? I mean, we should be that kind of people in America, when it comes to our civil rights. Yes, we are a gracious people. Yes, we have enormous gratitude. Yes, we have enormous amount of empathy and sympathy. But at the same time, we shouldn't allow other entities, especially entities that we pay for their service, to roust us from our homes, to search us illegally, to violate our rights on a whim, and then tell you the only recourse you have is to file a fucking complaint or wait till your day in court. That isn't the only recourse you have. I'm telling you, your recourse, as per the Second Amendment, is to use extreme measures of violence. To mitigate that kind of policing. In a lot of instances, violence is not the answer, and Dr. King espoused that. And I'm just, being very Malcolm X right now, but in some instances, like the Sentinelese, violence is most definitely the fucking answer. And here's a situation where violence is absolutely the answer. If you're a gentleman, gentlewoman, kid, child, citizen, watching another citizen being brutally beaten by 5, 6, 7, 10 officers, and that motherfucker is handcuffed, it is your duty and obligation to step in and either say something or gather enough citizens with you, disarm the police, and put those motherfuckers in handcuffs and drag them to jail. It is not okay. It is not okay for a cop to just violate your rights and say, okay, we'll just handle it in court. Not okay. We don't live in a day and age where that's okay anymore. We don't live in a day and age where we can give law enforcement officials a chance. We don't. We cannot give them a chance anymore. I'm not saying shoot on sight. And I'm not saying let them violate your rights. Stand firm on your rights. And people will call you stubborn. People will call you a sovereign citizen. People will call you a slew of names. But I will call you a citizen. I will call you a champion of liberty. Do not acquiesce to their demands or requests. You have a Fifth Amendment right not to say a fucking word. Okay, now the way the law states, the way the law works, if you are accused of a crime, not mere suspicion, not, they just want to check things out and see if you're okay. That's a line. That's bullshit. They're trying to gather information from you. Simply refuse. Don't speak. You don't have to respond to them. In the state of Texas, you only have to give your ID, name, and information if you're lawfully arrested. Do yourself a favor. Find out what the laws are in your state. But not all laws are just. I mean, as we've seen here in Texas, anybody can make the false claim or an accusation without even knowing you, without even talking to you. They can make an accusation on your mental health, and they will, in this state, deny you your rights over that issue. And there's no fucking recourse for you. There's nothing you could fucking do except to try and battle them in court. But when lawyers and judges are in cahoots and they won't take your case, I mean, there's very little recourse you have. Now, if you are in the situation where you're able to be armed and defend yourself, absolutely do so. And be as lethal as possible. Okay, I mean, don't let government officials violate your rights. Now, if you've clearly committed a crime and they have reasonable, articulable suspicion that you have committed a crime, yes, at that point, in some states, you do have to identify. Okay, in the state of Texas, no, not until you're lawfully arrested. But just keep in mind, folks, I mean, be wary this holiday season. It is DUI season. It is law enforcement setting up illegal blockades in your town. And a lot of the things they cite you for in these DUI checkpoints has nothing to do with alcohol. They're trying to violate you on multiple things just to get you in their courthouse. So they can charge you fines and fees and disrupt your life and ruin your holiday. Their whole mission is to ruin your holiday. If you say that it isn't, challenge me on that. Explain to me how law enforcement doesn't have a mission to fuck with your holiday when they go hardest in the paint, metaphorically speaking, during the holiday season. You can say, well, they're just trying to keep the road safe. But fuck any other time, right? They can say, oh, well, we're just trying to make it, equal footing for everybody, except for themselves. They are the true welfare queens and they are the true sovereign citizens. I mean, the only ones that hold them accountable is them. There's corruption when they are the only ones that can police themselves. I'm tired of that. We as citizens are fucking tired of that bullshit dynamic. We know it's a bad deal. We know it's a raw deal. Yet we still have our city leaders make contracts with the police department that give them an egregious amount of money and support for doing a job that they say is thankless, but if you don't want to get into the profession to actually help people and make a difference in your community, don't fucking do it. If you're a bitter ass cop out there listening to this, and you're sitting there in your fucking squad car saying, "Well, you just don't understand the dregs of people that we deal with," motherfucker, I do. I served in the military. I dealt with dumb, idiotic people at gates across the world. Trying to get onto base, trying to do whatever it is they do. I've been the one that's, hey, I've been pulled over for bullshit. Everybody has. Everybody's been pulled over on these non-physics majors trying to tell you that you were speeding with no proof, no data to show you that you've sped or did anything illegal. Why is it that we live in a society where when the video comes out, the cops change their tune? Why are judges not hitting them every time for perjury? Why? Why is that not a thing? Why is perjury okay with law enforcement? They're lying on a sworn statement. They're supposed to have credibility, yet they don't. But I'm going to put the onus back on you. Don't go out and drink and drive. Don't be stupid. Don't give them a reason to violate your rights. Be a cool human being. Right? There are people out there who did drink and drive and took four motherfuckers with them. took four people of your family, of somebody's family somewhere, who was just trying to have a good holiday with them. And I say, fuck those people. Throw the book at them. You do a DUI and you fucking kill someone, you deserve the manslaughter charges. You deserve the murder charges. And you deserve to rot in a fucking cell. Don't get me wrong. I don't have any sympathy for you motherfuckers. If you're higher than a kite and you choose to get behind the wheel, you are also to blame. You are a dumb motherfucker. Sorry. But don't get me wrong. It's a double-edged sword in this situation. Flat out, just don't drink and drive. Don't be high and drive. Don't take your fucking meds if you know it impairs you and drive. And I understand. I understand having to get to work. I understand having to get to the doctors. I understand having to take kids to X, Y, and Z. But plan for that shit. You know, if there's a situation and you're living in a city, I'm sorry, but you may have to fork up the cash for an Uber. If you can't do so, walk. Take a bike. Now, I know it's winter. Okay. Try and stay warm. Try and be smart. And you know what? During the holidays, too, how about we fucking help our fellow man instead of hindering them? You know? If you're a city worker or government employee, think about the homeless you see all the time in major city complexes or on the freeways and the highways and everything like that. Think about those people this winter. And I know a lot of people's mentality would be like, well, why the fuck should we care? Well, here's why you should care. Because those people are somebody's father, son, aunt, uncle, brother, mother, sister, whatever have you. They have family out there. Or if they don't have family, become their family. Reach out with your heart, not just your wallet. Hey, sometimes when these people are asking for food, they literally want just food. Feed them. Find a situation for them. Don't let government officials tell you you can't. And if you are a government official, it doesn't make any sense assigning hundreds of thousands of dollars to homeless people in fines and fees for being indigent, for being homeless, and for having the inability to go to court. Does that make sense to you, motherfuckers? Well, you were just doing the public good. No, you're not. And if you motherfuckers think civil asset forfeiture is an okay thing, you deserve to rot in hell and die. Well, die then rot in hell. Civil asset forfeiture is abused and misused than the original intention. And I'm going to put this out there again and again and again and again and again and again. I believe that any cop committing a crime on camera and doing perjury, any cop involved in that incident, whether they're the supervisor, the captain, the one that's just watching your back, all of them need to be recode. All of them need to spend time in jail. I'm tired of playing with you motherfuckers. You don't deserve immunity when the situation doesn't call for immunity, especially if you fucking lie. Judges, when you're handing out your sentences this fucking holiday, think about those people really. Think about someone other than yourself and the way it looks for you. Those who are going to be on a jury, please look up and understand what jury nullification means. So if a motherfucker committed petty theft and they're trying to feed their family, yes, they committed the crime. Yes, they were caught committing the crime. But is time in jail during the holidays really the thing for them? You, as the jury, can nullify that. You don't have to find them guilty. You don't have to. You can have all the evidence in the world, and the judges and the prosecutors are really going to try and force your hand. You don't have to acquiesce. You don't have to listen to them. You are the jury. You are their peer. You understand the situation. Choose your conscience. If a person's a real big shitbag and they got a rap sheet a mile long, and they've got, multiple offenses, and they failed to appear in court, but now they're being brought in front of you for parole violation or whatever have you. Think about the rate of recidivism. Recidivism means the rate at which people return to jail or prison. Think about whether or not jail or prison is really for that person. There are a lot of people falsely in prison and falsely in jail today under false pretenses. There's a lady who is dealing with a stolen identity case, multiple situations where she's picked up and extradited to Arizona because a lady keeps stealing her information. The same lady. If you're the judge or law enforcement, why don't you hear people out before you make your snap decision to incarcerate them or put them in a cage? Listen to them. Understand what they're saying. Understand the context in which they're saying it. And if you think it's okay to be a bully with the badge this holiday season, I really hope and pray, really hope and pray that one of two things happens to your ass. That you get recorded being a dipshit with a badge and exerting, authority you don't really have and violating people's rights. I hope you get sued, and I hope the badge comes off your chest, and I hope you get bankrupt, and I hope you spend some time in jail. The other motherfucker that is a bully with a badge, you decide to be a trigger happy KKK loving motherfucker and just shoot random black people. Well, I hope you're met with a serious amount of violence and you end up 6 feet under. I really hope so. Protesters this holiday season, I'm gonna love you guys. Protest armed. Yes, sounds crazy. Protest armed. They'll be less likely to fuck with you if you're armed. I guarantee it. If you're armed, you have the ability to fire back. And you're peacefully protesting, you're not looting and vandalizing and committing crimes while you're protesting, and you're just standing there milling about. Go the right way about it. It doesn't make sense to stop highway traffic. It doesn't make sense to not be civil. You guys don't actually have to say anything to protest. You can just show up and be. And stand there, armed. Ready for that moment when the law enforcement officers start moving towards you with their shields. So you can defend yourselves. And any law-abiding citizen can defend themselves. You're allowed to do so. We're allowed to do this to government. We are allowed to have our voices heard. Don't let them bully you. Don't let them spray you with hoses. The instant they bring their loudspeaker, the instant they bring their shields and their hats and their billy clubs, they plan on using them against people who are defenseless. They do. They don't want you armed. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They want to be able to do as much damage as possible so that you don't protest during the summer, that you don't protest at any amount of time, and they can tie you up in courts for as long as they possibly can. Don't let them do it. Nine times out of ten, the people protesting outnumber the law enforcement presence. Use your people, use your presence, be smart and organize. Organize and utilize your Second Amendment right. You have it. Use it. A lot of people are going to say, well, will they have better armament? They shouldn't. And if they do, bring more people with guns. Mitigate it. Put yourselves in a better situation to engage in a firefight if you have to. Bring shields of your own as a defensive weapon. Don't think just because they wear a badge and they wear a uniform, they can just tell you whatever it is on their mind. That's not the way the law works. And people, we need to start feeling our legislators' ears with what we actually want as laws. We need to remove a lot of the bullshit that are on the law books. We do. A lot of the excess, a lot of the dumb laws that are out there, they need to be removed. They need to be actively pursued and removed. Otherwise, law enforcement will use any crutch they can to incarcerate you, to put you in a cage, to deny you your rights, to make you eat slop, to be counted as a number so that they can get money for you. If you don't want to live as cattle, don't act like cattle. Act like the Sentinelese. People fuck with you and your tribe, kill them. We, the people, are the tribe. Now, it's not just an us against them, they're people too. But here's what you got to think about. They are people trying to subvert your rights, they are people trying to tell you what to do. Don't let them. Demand their service. Demand their respect. And demand that they do what you want them to do. If you're a politician and you won't give a time of the day to your constituents, you deserve to be violently removed from office. You don't want to take the time to go to a town hall? Impeach the motherfucker. Drop the papers. Get the signatures. Get that motherfucker out of office and get somebody in there that's willing to engage the people on the street if they have to, or in the public venue like a town hall. You don't have to put up with that shit, people. If your congressman or senator or mayor or whatever have you will not meet with you, as a constituent, as a resident of that area, you need to change the public official. Very simple. Impeach them. Pursue them legally. If they try to send armed goons after you, meet them with violence. People, activists, you should be absolutely prepared for no-knock raids. Be armed, be ready, be vigilant. Don't let law enforcement do a no-knock raid without them taking heavy casualties. Don't let them. Hit them with everything you've got. And then whoop their ass in court. But here's the point I'm trying to get at. Don't have dirt for them to look up. Don't have illegal substances for them to be able to grab and use against you. Now, if you're like me, you don't use illegal substances and they try and plant that shit, fight it as best you can. Anyone doing holiday traveling across state lines or flights or whatever have you, please don't be that person at the TSA checkpoint where they have to inspect everything and you're whipping off your belt and your shoes. No, wear comfortable ass clothes. Now, I know business attire is preferable, but how about you wear sweats and a t-shirt or something very comfortable, something easy to slip on and off. And then when you get to your destination, you jump into your business casual. Or before you leave your destination, slip into something comfortable to fly out in. I see it every day at the fucking airport, and I've been in the airport a lot lately, where people, they don't listen. They don't go to the TSA website and do their research. Go to the TSA website, do your research. Make it an easy process for you. Okay? Get to your airport this holiday season, get to the airport 2 hours earlier. I don't care if you have a 30-minute flight. Get there hella early because the airports this holiday season are going to be packed. Okay? Travel simply. Just a carry-on bag, maybe. I mean, if you're going to be there 2 or 3 days, a carry-on bag may be enough. My next trip's 3 days. I'm not bringing a huge honking bag. I'm bringing my carry-on. That's it. I'm gonna be in and out of the airport quickly, efficiently, smartly. If I need something while I'm there, maybe send the clothes ahead of time if you're staying at a friend's house. Or hey, take enough money with you to buy some decent gear, and whatever have you. Okay? Or if you are gonna bring a bag, make sure that you're checking in your bag well ahead of time and that you got everything in there that you need to have. Be smart. Don't let the TSA fuck with you. They will fuck with you. It says on their website you can video record your and your family members' search. It's allowed. You can do it. You can film in the public areas of the airport. Absolutely. If someone tries to deny you your rights, tell them to kindly fuck off and go get a police officer. If that police officer tries to deny you your rights, assert your rights and kindly tell them to fuck off. It's okay in this country to tell people to fuck off. It's okay in this country to tell people you love them as well. All right. Travel smart, travel efficiently. If you're driving across state lines, please, please do the speed limit. I know you're trying to get where you're going. I know you have a deadline in your head that you have to meet. I get it. But be safe. Don't give law enforcement a reason to fuck with you. Sometimes they'll pull you over just for having out-of-state tags so that they can pigeonhole you and ask you how much money you're carrying. If a law enforcement officer, state trooper, whatever have you, pulls you over and they ask you that question, don't answer it. Do not answer that question. You don't have to. You don't have to answer any questions. Simply display your ID, display your insurance information, and your registration. Answer no further questions. Don't dupe them, or don't be duped into answering a question to admit guilt. Simply say, I refuse to answer any questions. This is the information you need. Do what you got to do. If you're a passenger in a vehicle and you're traveling, you don't have to answer any questions. Now, if you're the driver and they ask you to step out, you do have to step out of your vehicle. They will probably submit you to a pat down. Don't let them go in your pockets. That's a violation of your rights. Keep the film rolling. Record all interactions with law enforcement. And if you motherfuckers think it can't happen to you, you could be the most diehard, thin blue line backing motherfucker on the planet, and they will still violate your rights and they will still fuck with you. I don't care if you're wearing a t-shirt that says back the blue, they will still find time and ways to fuck with you. Think it's not true. It's happened to very good friends of mine. People that were diehard, oh man, cops do no wrong, XYZ. Next thing you know, they had $10,000 taken from them that they earned at a casino. Had a receipt for. Now they have to litigate to get their money back. Don't be that person. Don't be the person that's on the side of the road being shot because you reached back into your vehicle and they ask you for your license or whatever have you. Don't do it. Just make sure that when you deal with law enforcement this holiday season, be clear, be concise, make sure your movements are well thought out. Because they have happy trigger fingers. They will kill you for reaching for a cane. They will kill you for reaching for the identification and information they asked you for. So tell them ahead of time. Tell them where it's located. Tell them how you're going to retrieve it and in what manner so that they are very well prepared for you. Keep your hands visible. Can't say it enough. Unfortunately, we live in a police state where we have to do this shit. But again, assert your rights. Don't let them search your vehicle. Don't let them hold you for longer than half an hour. The Supreme Court's already ruled they have a limited amount of time to do their investigation. They cannot hold you indefinitely. If you feel your rights have been violated, you first must file a complaint. Make sure you get their contact information. Make sure when you do go to court, before you go to court, you file for discovery. You go to the court, and you file for any evidence that the state has against you, so that you can use it against them in a court of law. You can mitigate a lot of this by bringing your own video camera and your own dash cam. You can submit it as evidence. When you're going out this holiday season to bars, clubs, and general gathering places, if you know your friend's an asshole and loves to fight, don't go with them. If you are the asshole friend that loves to fight, don't go out. Don't drink. Don't subject people to your nonsense. Don't catch a charge over the holidays and then want everybody to feel bad for you when you're sitting in a jail cell. They won't. We won't. I promise. I won't. If you're going to go out and have a good time, drink responsibly. You don't need to have 10 to feel good, to have a good time. Have a designated driver, use Uber. Don't drive. Tip your bartender because they're working their Christmas holiday or their Turkey Day holiday or their New Year's holiday for you. And not just you, but they honestly need better fucking pay. So help them out. If you have enough money to go out, you have enough money to tip. Okay? If you don't have enough money to tip, a waiter, waitress, bartender, server of any kind, don't go out. Don't be that individual that can't fucking help them out. Because they live on tips, unfortunately. If you're the CEO of a major company and you've never done a holiday bonus before, do one. Spread that cheer. Honestly, it doesn't affect your bottom line a whole hell of a lot. Especially if you're the Waltons, Bezos, or if your company's like Google or Microsoft or Apple. Even if you're a CEO of a smaller company and you've made quite a bit of money and it doesn't affect your bottom line, don't just give bonuses to the execs. Your officers are fantastic. They're great people. But so are the ones on the ground, doing all the work, doing all the actual work. The guys that stay up late or stay late from work doing those final calls, those final orders, those final packages, those final whatever, reward them. Help them out. Don't be a dick. If you're a company and you can help it, don't fire someone during the holidays. Don't be that asshole. People need money during the holidays. People need to be able to eat and feed and clothe their kids. They need to be able to survive. If you see someone every day walking miles and miles to work, or if you see someone on the street that works at McDonald's, you know that motherfucker is 5 miles away. If you can, give him a lift. Help him out. Okay? Dog owners, pet owners, bring your pets in for the winter. Don't be the one. Don't be the one out there having animal control services knock on your door because your dog's frozen underneath your porch or your dog's frozen in the backyard. People who see that shit and see the animal cruelty, report them. Don't hesitate. Don't care if it's your best friend Luann from high school. Report them. They need that in their life. They've brought that about in their life. They need that charge. They need other people to see how cruel they are with animals. And those who are dealing with having pets, Those who are trying to get rid of animals this week, or not this week, but this during the holiday, and you have an overabundance of animals, make sure you do your due diligence and check on people. Not everybody you're going to be able to do a background on, but gauge them, assess them, ask them what they do. Something. If you have a tell or something that tells you that they're not going to be good with that animal, don't give it to them. Okay. So for the holidays, be good to each other. Don't take shit though. Don't let people walk over you. Make money, be happy. Be human, be humble, help people. Have a little empathy. Have a little compassion. Okay. And just make sure that you do the best job you can not being shitty to someone. So this is more of a somber tone, David's life and observation. I know it's, kind of a large overview of the holidays and kind of, where I go with things, my mentality on some things. But let's just, like I said, let's be cool with each other. Don't fuck with each other. Don't give law enforcement or government agencies a reason to fuck with you. And government agencies, don't fuck with people. Leave them alone. We're tired of it. People are getting real storming the Bastille mentality with your bullshit. If you think it can't happen, law enforcement, if you think that you're not going to be drug out into the streets and beheaded for the sure virtue of you being a cop, whether you're good or not. Think again. It's happened in human history. It can happen again. People don't like being subjugated. You may think they do, but they don't. They don't like being ruled. They love ruling. Don't give people the reason. Congressmen, don't give people the reason. Senators, mayors, city halls or city council people, don't give people a reason. Because if you're not beheaded for real, you're going to be beheaded in the sense that you're impeached. You're going to be metaphorically beheaded. And somebody else will fulfill that role gladly. Somebody else will enjoy your paycheck. I guarantee it. All right, have a good holidays, people.